The future of the Afghan embassy in Canberra remains in doubt more than 4 years after the Taliban took control of Afghanistan. Since 2024, the Taliban has stopped accepting consular documents from a number of its foreign embassies, including Australia. Foreign Affairs Minister Penny Wong told Senate Estimates last week that no decision had been made about the future of the embassy.
We recognise that it is not practically possible for the embassy to continue operating as it has. You know, having a community representation for a community, you know, there's a benefit to that.
Foreign Minister Penny Wong there speaking at Senate Estimates being questioned about this. Tahira Nasrat is from Afghanistan and has worked with Médecins Sans Frontières and UNICEF. In the mid-2000s, she was forced to flee to Australia, where she founded the Afghan Peace Foundation, an organisation which helps refugees and immigrants resettle. Tahira, welcome to Radio National Breakfast.
Good morning and thanks for having me.
Can you give me some sense of what the embassy in Canberra is used for, even though it's not a representative of the governing body in Afghanistan?
The embassy in Afghanistan, we call it or we look at it as a small Afghanistan. So it gives us a sense of belonging and inclusion and to being part of a community which is recognized officially in Australia. And it's very valid since our place where we can all call it home. And obviously, due to the lot of a discussion which is going on a government level and the closure of Afghan embassy, a lot of people will look at it as that it impacts not just on the paper, it affects the freedom, the identity, the mental health and the trust. Even if it's not intended as a discrimination, the outcome can feel unfair and disrespectful and harmful to the Afghan community and a broader multicultural cohesion.
So what about its process in terms of being able to provide documents and services that it currently is being provided that the Taliban regime isn't recognising?
The embassy is particularly Afghan permanent residents, they are always in need of an Afghan embassy for sure, because even if they cannot obtain, if the closure of the embassy occurs, they cannot actually obtain to renew their passport due to the embassy closure. It creates a lot of barrier to fundamental freedoms, such as visiting families, attending emergencies, travel for work, and it can absolutely create or feel unfair treatments, even if it's unintentional, because a lot of we have to bear in mind that not every Afghan in Australia are citizens. We have got permanent residents that they go to the embassy to validate their passport. And it will impact definitely disruption for a family reunion, and it's a barrier maintaining connection between their homeland. And it's going to be an emotional burden and added on the trauma that every Afghan family carries from Afghanistan.
What would shutting down the embassy mean for members of the Afghan community? Like, is there any alternatives of where they could turn to for support?
It will create a big discrimination and a big question. I know Australian government is recognising or responding to diplomatic recognition issues, but from an Afghan perspective, it's marginalised. The Afghan community would feel it's marginalised or forgotten or restricted and disrespected. And I think it's a complete valid feelings to receive. And it will impact on a broader community level. It will impact not just the Afghan. It's going to impact on a broader community, such as Australia is a multicultural society. And when a major disparate group loses its embassy support, it impacts the sense of belonging and inclusions. And it will impact that without an embassy, government agencies, lawyers, immigrant agents, and NGOs and community services must handle more identity verification issues, documentation problem, emergency travel issues. And I think by nature, if this embassy close, it would mean it impacts emotionally and physically. It means a loss of identity, a signal that their community is not valid, and a barrier to maintain connection between the homeland. And it will limit us. It will create a big limitation, because then a lot of Afghan residents will feel stuck within Australia because they don't have a valid passport. And even if they want to travel out of the country to reach out to the Afghan embassy in a neighbor country, the question will be how they're going to travel out and how they're going to travel back in. Mm. So this will create an isolation and a limited alternative to travel options. And it's a long, and even if they want to apply for an Australian travel document, it's going to be a long process, particularly under the emergency circumstances. They won't be able to attend the emergency situation as such.
Mm. It certainly is a really tricky situation for much of the diaspora community. Tahira Nasrat, thank you very much for talking me through these complications.
Absolute pleasure, and thanks for having me.
Thank you. Tahira Nasrat is the founder of the Afghan Peace Foundation, who's outlining the concerns in the community there about the future of the Afghan embassy.